The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Rising Through It with Dr. Danny. Our show provides a fun and innovative look at natural alternatives to conventional medicine, but also helps you to take a better look at the healthcare system and, more specifically, your healthcare. Now, here is your host, Dr. Danielle McDuff.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Rising Through It. I'm your host, Dr. Danny. I want to thank you all for joining us on this journey as we navigate through the choices in natural healthcare and work to educate you with truths about your body and health. You know, right now, 1 in 13, or approximately 2 children per classroom, suffers from severe or anaphylactic food allergies. And it's estimated by the CDC in a recent report that came out in 2013 that there's been a 50% increase in the diagnosis of food allergies in children under the age of 18. Between the years of 1997 and 2011, we saw that 50% increase. And that's a really big increase. I don't, those of you in my age group, you know, the 30, 40 somethings, we never really saw that in school. And nowadays, I have a lot of friends and some family members with children who have very severe food allergies. And I developed an allergy myself in my 20s to tree nuts. So this subject is something that's really close to my heart. And it's interesting to find out that right now, every 6 minutes, a food allergy reaction sends someone to the hospital because it's an anaphylactic reaction. Now, anaphylactic reactions, or anaphylaxis, it's a reaction that causes swelling of the tissues, most often in the airways, and can cause the airways to close off. Now, this type of reaction can obviously be deadly. And those type of reactions are the leading cause of anaphylaxis outside of the hospital, food allergies. You know, I can't imagine. Actually, I can, because I do it every day, but I can't imagine being the parent of a child with food allergies, concerned every day that something my child eats might kill them. And as I said, this is something that's really close to my heart. When I was finishing my doctorate for my dissertation, I actually did that paper on food allergies and reversing food allergies in particular. For personal interest, and also because of friends and family that I have with children with these allergies. And what was interesting to me was that as part of my dissertation, I was required to do a clinical study. And so we did a 90-day study, and in this study, I had participants that had both minor food allergies. You know, allergy reactions don't have to be life-threatening. They can be, you know, pretty mild. I'm going to talk about some of those symptoms here in a minute. But what was interesting to me was that the participants in my dissertation study with both major anaphylactic-type reactions and minor just food intolerances, you know, it upsets my stomach, I get a headache, I don't feel good, those sorts of reactions all recovered to some level or another. Those that had minor intolerances almost invariably recovered completely. We were able to reintroduce allergen foods without any reaction. Those with the major reactions, some of them successfully reintroduced those foods completely. Others had minor or lesser reactions. We had a couple that still had major reactions. It seems like peanuts are the big, can't quite figure that one out, allergy yet. But the symptoms for these types of allergies are pretty widespread. And we think of allergies as being, you know, major reactions, but they don't necessarily have to be. A food allergy can cause symptoms like lethargy. You're just tired after you eat it, don't have any energy. That I need a nap syndrome after we eat. That could be caused because you ate something that just doesn't agree with your body. There's actually an intolerance to. Also, congestion is probably one of the top reactions, symptoms to a food allergy, some kind of intolerance to food. And I know so many people who tell me, oh man, when I eat, then all of a sudden my nose starts running or I get congested. They notice, you know, when you eat dairy, I get really congested. And while dairy is one of those foods that tends to produce excess mucus anyway, it becomes even more so for people who are allergic to that type of food. Also, skin irritations. I've known people who have had intolerances to different foods. And often, if you're allergic to one group of food, you're allergic to another. And that has everything to do with what causes the food allergies. But we'll get to that in a minute. You know, scratchy feeling in the throat or nose, that's another sign that there's just something that's not sitting right with your body. Also, things like intestinal irritation, bloating. You know, often people who have an intolerance to certain foods will find that after they eat those foods, they feel very bloated and heavy and just don't feel right. Also, gas, that's another one. Dizziness. Some people get bouts of vertigo after eating foods that they have some sort of allergy to. Headaches are a big one. Vision changes as well. I've worked with a number of people with severe migraines, and I would say probably 80% of them were cleared up by correcting food allergies. And it's something that we overlook. Like we kind of have gotten to this point in our society where we view certain symptoms as being specific to that region of the body where the pain is manifesting. So we assume that a headache has something to do with what's going on in our head. And while that's partially true because it's affecting areas in the head and creating the ache in that area, it's not directly caused by something that's happened to the head or in the head. It's often something, especially in the case of headaches, that's metabolic. Things like food allergies. You know, the body is reacting to something that's toxic to us in that instance. And we kind of overlook these, or we move them away from this underlying cause. And especially in my practice, and I think because I'm kind of focused on this and looking for what these underlying causes are, and I check almost everyone for food allergies and find that the majority of my patients have more than one food allergy, even if it's just a minor intolerance. They test positive to food allergies. And so we really have to work to correct that allergy for them. You know, there's a whole host of other symptoms that often get diagnosed as other diseases that also come into play with this. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. I know last week on the show, I talked about diabetes, you know, possibly being caused by food allergies. And that's a big one, especially in our society. Diabetes is the number six cause of death in the United States and complications of diabetes. And it often goes back to the food allergies either being the cause of the body unable to manage and maintain steady blood sugar levels, or that condition is exacerbated by the presence of food allergies and we continue to eat those foods. Most of us don't know that we have food allergies because we're not aware of what the symptoms are. So I'd like to change that today. I want to give you guys this information. You know, we talked a little bit about lethargy earlier being a symptom, and I want to go back to that because when we eat foods that are antagonistic to our body, whether it be because we have an allergy or because we've combined the foods wrong and now we're disrupting the digestion, the body has to work really hard to break those foods down even more. And so what we've found is that by eliminating for a time, and we don't even have to do this forever, all right? Food allergies are completely reversible. I'm going to talk about that later on. But we find that being able to eliminate these foods allows the body to reset, and then the symptoms go away. Well, the symptoms go away, and the person starts to feel good. And you start to feel good, and then you eat that food again, and the symptoms come back. And it never fails when I'm working with a patient in the office and they come back in, sometimes for the first follow-up. And they tell me, oh yeah, I cut everything out, but man, when I cheated, I paid for it. And I had one patient come in and tell me actually that when she's picking her foods now, she looks at that food and she says, is eating that food today going to be worth what it's going to cost me tomorrow? And that's interesting to look at because it does affect us in so many ways. And often, because we're not aware of the cause, we ignore the symptoms, you know, because they're minor, until they become major reactions in the body and we just can't ignore them anymore. So the body turns on the sirens and the big flashing lights and says, hey, pay attention, there's a problem. We ignore them. And once we get rid of that and you realize how bad you were feeling, then we immediately pick up on what we were missing and how bad we were feeling and how much better we can feel when we correct these issues. And also, when we're talking about finding food allergies, there's different types of testing that happen. In the medical community, often it's what's called a scratch test or a skin prick test, and or even a blood test. And those types of tests give a different reaction based on where they're coming from as far as food allergies go. Now, you may show up some intolerances, but there's a difference in testing that and testing how you respond to those foods metabolically. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the causes of allergies and some of the medical management here, you know, how they test for it, things like that. We're also going to open up the listener lines for questions, so call in, ask me any questions that you might have. Today's show is a really special one for me today. We are talking about food allergies, and actually, I'm releasing my first book today entitled Beating Food Allergies, Reversing Food Allergies with Vitamin and Nutrition Therapy. It's available on Lulu and, of course, on my website at phoenixhouseohio.com. And for my fans who are following me on Facebook and Twitter, thank you so much for your support. I've also posted a link on both of those for you to follow. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Phoenix Dr. Danny. That's Phoenix, D-R-D-A-N-N-I. And, you know, send me your questions on Twitter today or give me a call on the listener line, 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Or get your questions to me via Twitter at Phoenix Dr. Danny. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you facing unexplainable struggles with your health? Listen to someone who has been there. Join host Teresa Jungling each week for Living Natural Today, Out with Toxins, In with Your Health, as she interviews experts who will shed light and offer practical advice on how you can minimize toxins in your food, home, personal care products, and more. Living Natural Today, Out with Toxins, In with Your Health, is heard live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back to Rising Through It. I'm Dr. Danny. And before the break, we were discussing food allergies and some of the symptoms and tests that go along with those. I'm always surprised to hear people tell me how frustrated they are with how they feel. And then we show them via testing that they have a food allergy, and we take away those foods for a minute. And invariably, they come back and say, you know, God, I feel so much better. I feel so much better. I have so much more energy. I don't feel tired all the time. My energy's improving. Boy, I feel like I have better memory. And it's just crazy to me how many of those things fall in line with those food allergies. Skin irritations, those are kind of obvious ones. We talked earlier also about congestion. Congestion's a big one. Headaches, vision changes, memory problems. Those seem to be the big ones. Energy, memory, and just kind of overall feeling well. Often people telling me, I get chronic sinus infections. And then we correct the allergy and those infections go away. So the causes of the food allergies are something that have been debated. You know, I've had people tell me, oh, it's enzymatic, you can't do anything about it. Actually, when I was trying to figure out what to do about my own allergies, I was told that by several doctors and even a holistic practitioner. And what I've found in my own research is that that's not the case. Actually, for decades, we've known, at least in the holistic community, that food allergies can be reversed. We can correct those. The more advanced allergies, the ones with severe causes, those typically are the ones that have been there for a long time. And we've ignored the early warning signs. And now it's getting to a point where the body says, listen, this is really messing with us. And we get some life-threatening cause or a reaction that kind of makes us wake up and go, oh, yeah, I need to pay attention to this. Some of the earlier people, pioneers in working with this, Dr. Donald Lepore is a naturopath, and he actually in 1985 released a course manual called The Ultimate Healing System, Breakthrough in Nutrition, Kinesiology, and Holistic Healing Techniques. And in this book, he talks about testing for food allergies, and he identifies that every food allergy is caused by a vitamin and nutrition deficiency. And he broke them down into groups. And I found this to be pretty valid in not only my research, but in my work with my patients. And when we eliminate a food series or a group of foods based on testing results, then we get really good results. And there are a couple of different groups. I'm just going to go over a couple of them today because there are a few that I think really kind of hit home with people. It was interesting going into this, finding out that a wheat allergy is caused by a deficiency of magnesium essential fatty acids or the amino acid histidine. And histidine is an amino acid that when we have an allergic reaction, that amino acid is converted into histamine, which helps us battle off our allergies. And ironically, you know, to battle allergy reactions, we're taught to suppress the histamine by using an antihistamine, which suppresses the production of the histamine, which helps us fight off the allergy. That should be our wait, what moment today, really. We take a pharmaceutical that suppresses the immune response that helps us battle a reaction to an allergy. But I also found, you know, people with wheat allergies often have asthma. They have sensitivities to chemicals. They have seasonal allergies, allergies to feathers and dust, detergents, even allergies to animal dander. And I'll tell you what, one patient that I worked with, Paula, had probably the most extreme case that I had seen to animal dander. And when I tested her, she tested positive to almost all 12 of the groups that we test for. And it took about 8 months, but she came in one day and she says, I have to share this with you. I went to my daughter's house the other day, and I usually can't stay over there for more than 10 minutes because her dog just bothers me. My eyes get watery and puffy, and I have trouble breathing. And I was able to stay over there almost all day and didn't have any reaction to the dog. She says, but my friend has a cat, and usually the cats were the ones that just gave me the worst reactions whatsoever. Almost immediately, I was having a reaction. And I went to my friend's house, and I didn't hardly have any reaction to the cat. And what's interesting here is that, you know, one animal provided a more intense reaction than another animal did, even though they're both animal dander. And I think that's something that we tend to discount these causes because, oh, it's not static. It's not the same all around. But I've mentioned before on other shows that we're so unique metabolically that having an allergy to, let's say, wheat that also encompasses some of these other types of allergies does not mean that you're going to manifest symptoms to those types of substances. Some people who have a wheat allergy, and often it's a minor wheat allergy, don't show any other signs of allergies to other things in that group. However, I do notice that the higher on the scale they test. And when I test, I use kinesio testing. And we're testing on a scale of 1 to 5. Kinesio testing looks for a resistance response when holding a particular substance and not holding that particular substance. And what I find is that when the response is closer to a 5, 3, 4, 5, the more of those other foods or substances in that category that person has reactions to. Whereas if it's, you know, down in a 1, 2, 2.5 range, they tend to have lesser reactions and reactions to fewer items in that group. But we remove all of the items in that group when we start with therapy, when we start with working on correcting it. Dr. Donald Labor said that every food allergy is caused by a vitamin or a mineral or an amino acid deficiency. And he really identified that. And in his book, he shows the correspondence between those minerals, those nutrients, and the different allergies. Another one that's a really big one, especially, you know, in our area, I notice I get a lot of people come in here with corn allergies, and corn is in almost everything. It is so hard to remove corn from the diet if you're eating processed packaged foods because it's a filler. It's a filler for almost everything. And if it's not a filler in a solid food, then look at the high fructose corn syrup. That's in almost everything, and often it's the second ingredient. And that too, that's a deficiency in essential fatty acids, magnesium, potassium, and the amino acid histidine. And I find that often those that have an allergy have anaphylactic allergies to nuts, tree nuts, shellfish, bee stings, things like that. They also have these two particular allergies, wheat and corn. And so my theory is that it has to do with the histidine production from the histamine production from histidine. And if we correct that, if we can correct that particular malfunction in the body. And again, malfunction in the body in general is caused by some sort of deficiency. We're missing the right building blocks. The synapses is not getting through on the neural pathways for us to send that signal and for the body to correctly produce whatever it is it needs to produce in that particular moment to make things run properly. Dr. Lepore's work is backed up by a couple of other doctors who have been at this far longer than he has, and certainly far longer than I have. Dr. Bernard Jensen is probably one of the top forerunners, and in his book, Chemistry of Man, he writes that a lack of oxygen will cause us to struggle to absorb other nutrients. So if we're oxygen deprived, then we're going to struggle to absorb and utilize a wide range, if not all, of the other nutrients that we're getting from our foods. Now, how do you become oxygen deprived? Okay, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're suffocating or that you're struggling to breathe. It could simply mean that the body is, you're consuming foods that in the body are competing with space for the oxygen, and they win. Carbonated drinks, for example, are a great example of this. The extra carbon in that drink that causes it to be fizzy and bubbly, that gets into the bloodstream and it competes with the oxygen and it wins. It kicks the oxygen out. And so now we're oxygen starved or deficient. And now we've created an environment in the body where it's very difficult for us to absorb nutrients. Dr. Ann Wigmore is another one of the forerunners here. And her contribution to this really goes right along with Dr. Lepore's. And she stated that the deficiency of any one amino acid will cause us to be deficient or create an allergy in any other in any food group. And so that brings me to how do we really determine this? And one of the ways that's done, one of the testings that are done, is called the skin prick test, or the I lost the word now, but it's the scratch test, and it's basically injecting into the skin, into the epidermis, these different allergens, and seeing how the skin reacts to it, and that's a great way to determine whether or not you're going to have a reaction to this in the skin, but it's not a great way to determine whether or not metabolically that is antagonizing you. Same within the blood. Yeah, we may show some signs in the blood that it's antagonistic, but really that doesn't identify what's going on metabolically. The kinesio testing works on an energy response, where and that's exactly what your metabolic system is. It's converting those foods to energy, and it's responding to the living energy in those foods. And we can gauge that energy. We've measured it with EEGs and EKGs. And I know I've talked about this on the show before, but it's really important that we recognize how important that energy is to us. And so what we do with the kinesio testing is that we're able to determine right away if there is a response to the body metabolically to those types of foods, and then just eliminate the foods. We have to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to discuss holistic treatment to food allergies, and I'm going to share some recovery stories with you too. The listener lines are open at 866-472-5792, or give me a call with your questions, tweet your questions to me at Phoenix Dr. Danny. We'd also like to thank our sponsors right now at DC Chiropractic in Warren, your one-stop shop for all your holistic health needs, with chiropractic, naturopathic, and massage services. And you can contact them today at 330-505-3515 or on Facebook at DC Space Chiro. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you or does somebody you know face an ongoing battle with addiction? Our nation's drug problem is getting worse as we spend billions on the judicial system. It's time to fight the demand for drugs and not the supply. Listen for I Took the High Road with host Jacob Jansen, who has experienced both IV heroin addiction and recovery and is now here to both help and educate you with his story and engaging guests. There are great resources available for recovery, and there is hope. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the cancer coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rising Through It, and I'm Dr. Danny. We're discussing food allergies today, and particularly how to reverse those food allergies. We've been talking today about causes of those food allergies and how we test for them. And in the holistic realm, some doctors use a scratch test or the skin prick test. We also use a blood test to determine that. Mostly medical doctors use that. I know a lot of holistic practitioners are using that as well or going from that as well. But I personally find that using kinesio testing gives me immediate feedback from the body on a realistic level metabolically. What's going on in there? What's really causing the problem? And when we eliminate those foods based on that test, we get really great results. I've worked with probably 100 or so people on this kind of issue, working with these food allergies, and we get results so quickly, really. You know, some of them take a little while. One lady that came in for a follow-up this week, and both of us stood in the office and did a happy dance because after a year of working with her, finally all of her food allergies are back into range, meaning there was no change in resistance when I tested her for those food allergies. And so we're almost at that phase where we can start to reintroduce those foods. And that was so exciting for her. And a lot of people, I see that much faster. Some people, I see it as quickly as 3 months. Some people, we see them, especially with minor intolerances, where, again, on that scale of 1 to 5, 1 being no change in resistance and 5 being I can drop your arm with my pinky and no pressure. If we're on the lower end of that scale, sometimes those allergies reverse in just a couple of weeks. You know, it's a matter of giving the body a rest and then reintroducing the nutrients that are necessary. There are 5 types of nutrients that we need in our body and able to, in order to keep us functioning properly. And a deficiency of any one of these can actually create an environment in the body that is ripe for producing food allergies or a number of different diseases. The 5 nutrients that we need, I want you guys to pay attention, take notes here, because I'm going to post on Facebook later. Anybody who can give me the 5 nutrients will get entered in for a drawing for a free copy of my book, Beating Food Allergies. So the 5 nutrients that we need are vitamins, minerals, amino acids, water, and oxygen. Just five. You guys got that? One more time. We need vitamins. We need minerals. We need amino acids. We need water, and we need oxygen. Those are the five nutrients that we require in order to keep our body functioning properly. And, you know, it's really difficult for us to identify which one in particular is causing the problem, except when we do kinesio testing. Here's the cool thing, all right? I have a chart that I use, and I got this from Dr. Lepore's book, that gives me a list of the allergen groups. It tells me which vitamins and minerals are a deficiency and that will cause those particular allergies. And invariably, when I test someone, I test them for their allergies, and then I use the same method and I test them for their vitamins and minerals. And invariably, what I find is that there is a deficiency on some level of one or more of those particular nutrients that they need in their body. And what's the number one nutrient that people are deficient in? Water. 85% of our population walks around dehydrated. We are so bad about keeping ourselves hydrated. And I get so many people saying, hey, I get plenty of water. I drink this much soda in a day, and I drink this much coffee in a day. And folks, that doesn't do it. That doesn't hydrate us. We have to stay hydrated. There are only a couple of things that will hydrate the body. One is water. Just water. Drink water. Another one would be herbal teas. And I want to caution everybody on this. Make sure that it's an herbal. All right. Black teas, green teas, white teas. Those are not herbal teas. That's a tea leaf. That tea contains caffeine. And just like coffee, that caffeine will strip nutrients, particularly hydration, strips the water out of the body. It's really important that we do that. When we get into holistic treatment, I'm primarily using vitamin and nutrition therapy because the underlying cause of this, the way to correct those allergies, is by correcting the nutritional deficiency that's causing the allergy. You can't correct something if you're not addressing the cause. And I know I harp on this. I talk about it every week. But that's the basis of holistic medicine. We're not talking about pulling together a group of symptoms and saying, okay, this is what it's called. Here's the drug for it. You know, or even here's an herb for it. That's still kind of the same paradigm where we're like, okay, well, you have this symptom, so take this for it. No, we need to find out what the cause is. We need to get in there and say, okay, you have this symptom, but why do you have this symptom? You have this symptom because this nutrient is deficient, and because you're deficient in this, or because this area of your body is overly toxic, then we're not absorbing this and it's causing this. We need to get in and figure out what that is, because it's not the same for everyone. We are such unique individuals, even metabolically. We all need the same five nutrients, but we don't need the same quantities at the same time in the same proportions across the board. And even an individual doesn't have the same nutritional needs at any given point in time. They change just based on what's going on with us environmentally, emotionally, physically. We have different needs. And so we have to take the time to get in and go, okay, right now, what's the cause of this? And so we start with vitamin and nutrition therapy to help correct one of the biggest underlying causes of these types of reactions. With food allergies, it never fails. Never fails that when we correct the deficiencies, okay, I can stop testing the allergies and just test the vitamin and nutrition levels. When those vitamins, minerals, amino acids, when all of those things come back into play, when you're hydrated adequately, and I go back and I retest the allergies, boom, they're down, they're gone, they're back into range. It never fails. And so we start with food. We start with food. We're going to eliminate foods that are antagonistic to the body. Obviously, if you're allergic to something, you need to stop eating it. All right. When we eat foods that we're allergic to, it creates an immune response. It ramps up inflammation and causes all these different symptoms and problems. And so we have to get rid of that for a time. And eventually, once we bring things back into balance, then we can reintroduce those foods. And we do that successfully all the time. Not only do we eliminate those foods, but we also then work to replace the missing nutrients. And we're doing this with food. Maybe it's a whole food diet. Maybe I'm recommending that you do just plant foods for a time. Maybe we're adding in herbal teas. Herbs like nettle are great. They are superfoods. And there are some people I don't recommend nettle for, but a good portion of my patients that it's appropriate for, that need some kind of major nutritional jumpstart, I recommend nettle for them, because nettle is one of those plants that contains every nutrient our body needs. They contain the vitamins, they contain the minerals, they contain the amino acids, and they contain them in very high quantities of all of the ones that are essential to us, the ones that we have to get from our food. Also, raw chocolate. I am a firm believer that while there are only three food groups, I have created a fourth because no one can live without chocolate. That's my personal philosophy. But raw chocolate is extremely important because it's full of so many vitamins and minerals in its raw form, in its unadulterated form. We start processing and adulterating our food. We start changing it chemically. We start applying heat. We begin to lose the important things that are naturally inherent in those foods. And it never fails. We get really good results. Another thing we might do is some acupressure. Acupuncture is just as good. It's the same therapy. The only difference is acupuncture uses needles. Acupressure uses finger pressure. And I'm just always surprised at how quickly people respond to that kind of therapy, because it often, what it will do is it will release any areas in the body where energy flow has become stagnant, and it's really difficult when that flow, that signal, which corresponds with so many things, emotionally, nervous system, will create a stagnancy in the body that keeps us from absorbing the way that we need to. So that's another method that we use. We have a couple of case studies here, and I'm going to just go through one, and I want to share this with you. Sarah was on my my clinical study for my dissertation, and she's 40 years old, and when she came in, she tested positive to yeast, rice, wheat, fat, and corn, wheat being the most reactive. And by the end of the study, by week 9, actually, not even all the way through the study, all of her food allergens were back in range, and the foods were reintroduced with no reaction by week 11. We were completely able to do that. Not only that, but Sarah noted that she had more mental clarity, increased energy beginning in week 3, symptoms of sleep apnea diminished significantly by the end of the study. And Sarah's also a diabetic. Her A1C results dropped from 7.1 before the study to 5.6 after. She also lost about 20 pounds in that 90 days. So there's so many things that go along with this that make a difference. We have to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the food allergy reversal. And we're going to have our Wait, Wait, What moment, as well as this week's Moment of Wisdom. I'm Dr. Danny. Stay where you are. We'll be right back with Rising Through It.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Healthcare professionals spend a lot of time keeping the rest of us from losing it, getting too stressed out, and from burning out. But who helps the healthcare professional from avoiding the same things? A professional coach can help you avoid burnout, and by doing so, lead a healthier life. Tune in to Dr. Raji Menon's Stress Busters Corner. We're here to help those who help everyone else. We help them avoid burnout themselves. Tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. That's drdanny@phoenixhouseohio.com. Now, back to Rising Through It. Here's Dr. Danny.
Welcome back, folks. This is Rising Through It. I'm your host, Dr. Danny. We've been talking today about reversing food allergies, and in particular, how to do that from a holistic standpoint. My new book out today called Beating Food Allergies, Reversing Food Allergies with Vitamin and Nutrition Therapy talks all about that. And I want to give you guys some information here that you might be surprised. There are some infections and diseases that have food allergies as an underlying cause or may even be exacerbated by those food allergies. And I want to share this with you today because often we look at these and again, we're kind of isolating what's going on in our body to the area that's being affected. Acne is often has an underlying cause of food allergies. And here's why. The skin detoxifies in one of four ways. Either through the urine, you know, through our kidneys and liver, through the filtration department of the body. It also through the lungs. You know, we expel toxins from our lungs when we exhale. Through the skin is another one. And so anytime that we have an issue with skin eruptions or acne or any kind of skin, something, that's the body trying to get rid of something that's antagonistic to us. And so, again, when we reverse these food allergies, we get rid of the cause of what's causing this. The symptoms go away. The acne clears up. Arthritis is another one. And because food allergies create an inflammation in the body, they create an allergic response. That might manifest in the joints. And when it does, we get these symptoms of arthritis. Again, when I eliminate the food allergies, the foods that are antagonistic, when the person cuts those foods out of their diet and replaces them with really healthy foods that help to rebalance the body, we see those symptoms go away. Asthma is another one, and really any kind of respiratory issue, asthma, chronic bronchitis, even, you know, things like pneumonia, which become, they're exacerbated by the food allergies because we're creating inflammation. And in that particular person, it's affecting the respiratory system. Again, when we get rid of the food allergies, and often in the case of respiratory issues, it's a wheat allergy. Very often I find that people who complain of asthma and chronic bronchitis and things like that also have a severe wheat allergy. Usually on that scale of 1 to 5, we're looking at like 4s and 5s in that area when we start to see these things manifest. Diabetes is another one. Diabetes has been shown to be a severe lack of chromium, niacin, and L-glutamine, a vitamin, a mineral, and an amino acid. Those are also very important in our assimilation of other vitamins and minerals. So having a deficiency in any one of those is going to create an imbalance somewhere because we're not able to effectively assimilate. We don't have the right transport. Epilepsy as well. B vitamins in particular are extremely important in neural synopsis and making sure that the neurons are firing properly and the messages are getting where they need to get to. And anytime that we're deficient in those particular items, it can create those kinds of symptoms. And interestingly enough, B vitamins are indicated in, I want to say, 8 out of the 12. 1, 2. Let's see what we got here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of the 12 food allergy groups. So you can see it just being deficient in a B vitamin that affects the neural system. That can lead to a whole range of other symptoms and even a diagnosis of things like epilepsy. Parkinson's disease is another one that causes, it's the symptomology there is that you get tremors and trouble managing your motor skills. And again, that goes back to neural pathways. That goes back to having a healthy nervous system. If you're deficient in any of the vitamins that go along with that, it's going to create any number of symptoms that could eventually be classified as some of these diseases. Migraines are another one. Migraines seem to be probably one of the top symptoms of food allergies. A young lady I started working with this week would get severe migraines when she would go and have a beer. And we tested her, and sure enough, she had a yeast allergy. Well, yeast is used in brewing beer, so when she would consume those kinds of foods, she would have a headache. And interestingly enough, potatoes did the same thing. Yeast and potatoes are in the same group. Sciatica can be caused by mechanical malfunction in the body, but it's also inflammation can cause that sciatic nerve to become sensitive, and that can be caused by an imbalance of sodium and potassium. So you can see there's just so many different ways that the body is affected by these food allergies, and it all really comes down to our nutrition. I find that when I'm working with someone, really compliance is the biggest issue. And let me tell you, you can do these recommendations 80% and still get results. It's not the food that's causing the allergy. It's the deficiency. And so, yes, we eliminate those foods that test positive for an allergy for a time. But I have people who still eat those foods on a limited basis while they're in my care, and they still get results. Yes, it takes longer to get the results that we're going for, but they still get results. Why? Because we're still, on a whole, addressing the underlying cause. This week, my wait, what moment actually comes from an experience that I had, and it never really occurred to me until I was writing my book, how absolutely asinine this particular practice was. When you have major food allergies, particularly anaphylactic allergies, you're often prescribed a pen that contains epinephrine, which is a synthetic adrenaline. And the administration of that epinephrine, or an EpiPen, as it's called, is to help facilitate staving off the anaphylactic reaction, particularly closing up of the airways. This is a synthetic adrenaline, and so it increases the heart rate. And I found out through my own study that an overdose of epinephrine will actually cause the heart to beat so rapidly that the muscles tear. In essence, it causes the heart to explode. Yet, no medical professional ever asked me if I had used my EpiPen or what the dosage was. They had no way of knowing whether or not they were giving me an overdose. I'm fortunate I'm still here. I was really kind of soul searching this week about our moment of wisdom. And, I keep coming back to this idea that we are the ones most responsible for our health, for our well-being. We can go to any doctor that we want to And we can ask for recommendations. If we're going to an allopathic doctor, we can ask for medication. We can discuss those things. We can take the time to get educated on our own. We can take the time to seek out references and experts in those areas. And I use the word expert loosely. You know, some people refer to me as an expert. I'm not. I'm still learning. But I got a little bit of knowledge, and I will share what I have. And it's so important that everybody out there recognize how powerful you are when it comes to your health. You have the power to make the choice every single day. You can choose what you put into your body and what you do not. And you can make those choices based on what you know and continue to get educated. I want to challenge everybody this week to learn something new about your health. Learn some new thing that you can do for your health. Listen to the show. Listen to our past shows on iTunes. They're all available for free on podcast. Learn something new. Apply it. Share it with a friend. Discuss it with a friend. Get your friend's input. Learn together. You know, create a study group. But do something. Do something every day to take back that control. There are so many things out there, so many people available to give you the information that you need and to help you on that journey. Start it if you haven't. If you're already on it, awesome. Keep going. Tell me about it. Tweet me about it. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear the great things that you guys are doing out there to take back control. Make sure you join us next week. We're going to have a great show. And just be good to yourself. Take time for self-healing. That's it for me this week. Thanks for joining me. Until next week, I'm Dr. Danny. Happy healing.
Thank you for joining Dr. Danny for Rising Through It. Our program airs live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please tune in again for another edition of our program next week.